This week is it's a short week, but it's big on Echus. We're going to learn this week about the concept of Chayach Hashtar, the concept of Shtarais. We'll learn a number of the Kudis that are Negeya to understanding Shtarais. Of course, primarily what the Gemara brings in the middle of the Yamid, that Eidim Achsum and Alashtar Nasu Kamishin Echru Eidusim Bebezdin, the Chiddush of the Gemara. But to start the Gemara and to understand the explanation of the first piece of Gemara on the Yamid, we have to be magdim in appreciation of the concept of Shtarais. The concept of Shtarais really is a Chiddush Otzum, that a Shtar, the existence of Shtarais, and the Nemanis of Shtarais, the Kayach of Shtarais, everything to do with Shtarais is a Chiddush for many reasons. First of all, we have a rule that Mipihem V'loi Mipik Sarah. Eidus could only say Eidus verbally, if they're in Beis Din, live Eidim speaking in Beis Din. Mipihem V'loi Mipik Sarah. And Eidus that comes in written form is not acceptable in Beis Din, even if we have a 100 Mekayme Ashtar, we know the signatures are correct. But let's say two people say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon, and they write it down on a piece of paper, and they sign it, and it's brought to Beis Din, and we know it's the right signature. Afal pi kein, mipihem v'loi mipik sarah. You can't accept Eidus b'shtar. Eidus has to be b'peh. And yet, when it comes to Shtarais, to Dine Shtarais, whether it's Gittin and Kiddushin, or it's Dine Mamin, we accept the Shtar. We accept Shtarais. The Balamar, yes, the Kasha, how are Shtarais ever Kasha? Every Shtar is a psul of Mepiyam, Balay Mepik Savam. How could you have Shtarais? And there's a Machlekes Rishayim, how to deal with it. The Rambam Shita is that Shtarais the Rabbana. That the whole concept of Shtarais Taka doesn't work when that Torah. Shtarais is something the Rabbanan instituted. They saw it's too hard. Every time the Inyan Edine Mamin to schlep to aid them to Bezin to find them. So Shtarais are the Rabbanan. They did it in the Fashis, they left it in the Din Torah. But in Dine Mamin, they instituted the concept of Shtaris, the Rambam Shita is the Shtaris Adrabah. Yeah. The whole concept. What? Yeah. What about? Yeah. So the Ramban, he asks on the Rambam. He says, what do you mean, Gittin? Is the Farish in the Torah? The Chasav, the Law Sefer Krisus. Gittin is the Farish in the Torah. Aye, how does the Ramban deal with the Rambam's Kashan? How does the Ramban going to deal with the Rambam's kasha that the PM below the piksava? But is it an Eidus? I say I bought a field from you. You say prove it. I bring a shtar and a kind of signature. By Gittin, it's not really truth, not an Eidus. We're going to see that if you have Eide Chasima and you bring a shtar to Beis Din, the woman brings a shtar to Beis Din. Has Eide Chasima. She has no hand. We can assume she's Mugureshis, like Kamat everybody. But Rameya for sure, even though Rabbi Yezel, Mas Rishen. How, she comes into Beis Din with a get, how do we know that she's a Mugureshis? Because it has signatures, and the signatures are kind of the signatures. Those Eidim are not here in front of us. Maybe that's a Durabana. I mean, the fact that we trust it is maybe a Durabana. And the fact that it too Zayif, that could be the right. Okay, nothing on. The point for now is the Rambam holds Shtaris al the Rabbanan. The Ramban holds that Nusach Hashtar Shani, if something is written in the language of a Shtar, something is written, the Nusach Hashtar, that's that Eidus, that Shtar. And that's a Din Torah. That there's a concept of Shtarais. Shtarais is not Eidus, not the same thing. And they're two different things. I mean, Eidus doesn't work with Ksav, Shtar does work with Ksav. You'll ask me, what's the difference? What's the difference? The answer is, shtarais is a separate concept, d'oraisa, called shtarais, and that has certain kaichais that the Rambam holds the Rabbanon, the Rabban holds the d'oraisa. We'll come back to the kashim of Piyam Balayim Fiksavam, but the aside is, the Rambam and the Rabban both agree that shtarais have unique kaichis, unique powers. The Rambam says it's d'oraisa, the Rambam holds it's the Rabban. But there is something about shtarais that makes it have some type of trust in the eyes of Beis Din. It's an interesting thing. Ad Hayayim, there's a certain pachad to forge shtarais, and there's a certain trust in shtarais. That when you get a document, there's certain trust that documents are good, even though an artist, even before today, even 100 years ago, an artist could easily copy a document. Today, certainly, he could copy documents. No, my son needed came in for a bar mitzvah, was learning in Israel. So I'll send a student ticket in June, it's not a student. You have to send the student card. So I called Mir Yeshiva, they said, they're not student cards, not the student card. So I went on the computer, I made a student card, I had it laminated, and I cut it into the size of a card, and I gave it to him. And sure, he had a student card, it was very good. So now he could get a ticket. First chat. Anybody, you don't need a lot of brains to do it. It's the price of a piece of paper and lemonade. You know, it's a dollar. So what's the shot? But in the world, there is such a thing. That shtoros, you know, when you have a document, it's somehow, there's such a thing that it's trusted. That is kayach hashtar. That's the concept of kayach hashtar. According to the Ramban, Quinted Ramban, yes, shtarais and mammon are deraisa. All shtarais are deraisa. We're going to see shtarais. First of all, mepiyam b'loim piksav is not a problem, as I mentioned. On Daf Zayin, it says shtarais can be signed at night, even though edus shekidlam b'layla is not a good edus. And edim asum mishtak miyishin echdu edusan. So how come you could sign it at night? The Torah says you could sign it at night. And you have to realize, the person would walk in, a human being would walk in to say Eidus, we'd ask him questions. It wouldn't be Kimishin Echgerim. And if he signs a shtar and sends in the paper, it's better. It's Kimishin Echgerim Eidus on Bevez. It's Kimishin Echgerim Eidus on Bevez. There's a certain kayak that a shtar has. And the Gemara says later that Ain Ira Pachas Mishnaim. You can't start up with a shtar. One person can't start up with a shtar. Ain Ira Pachas Mishnaim. You want to start up with a shtar, you need two witnesses. If it's a kosher shtar, it's a mekuyim de kishtar, and you want to be ma'arer, even not mekuyim, even a stam shtar, Ain Ira Pachas Mishnaim. You need two people in order to be able to start up with a shtar. There's a concept of kayach hashtar, which we're going to see more about yet, but there's a concept of kayach hashtar that the Torah said that there's such a thing as shtarais one. Why? To clarify, it seems that it can't work any other way. It's a compromise. A shtar, taka, anybody can forge a shtar. It doesn't take much genius to be able to forge a shtar. FLPK, Dine Mamin can't work any other way without shtarais. We know the Velt couldn't go on without a certain trust in shtarais. And Mimela, there's such a concept of shtarais and of kayach hashtar. And that is the aside which we're going to deal with at greater length tomorrow, but we're going to touch on in dealing with the beginning of the Gemara and the end of the Gemara, obviously, when the Gemara establishes this aside that Eidim Asum Mishtak Mishnech Goethe Sun Bebas, and so we'll deal with it more yet. Okay, so this is like the aside of the week, right? There's a concept of Kayach Hashtaris, and it breaks rules. See which rules? It doesn't break every rule, but it breaks many different rules that we'll see. Mi Hashem, and there's a presumption of credibility to any shtar. There's an assumption of kashas or shtar she'ena mekuyim. Shtar she'ena mekuyim. It also has a presumption of credibility. If an eid echad is going to come and say it's not a shtar, he ain't any repachs mishnayim. They can't be mar. Now, the Gemara later on Daf Tes is explaining the end of the Mishnah, and Yatzu Olav Ayrerim, The Gemara says, what's Eirurim? You can say it's one person, ain't Eirur Pasim Ashtayim. So the Gemara says, the husband. The husband, I think I mentioned this to you, we learned the Mishnah. The husband has a right to taina whatever he wants. There's no rule of ain't Eirur Pasim Ashtayim, it's got to be the husband. The husband has a right to taina, the shtaris, whatever he wants to say. It's a zuyif, it's a tanai, it's a pekadin. Any taina he wants to say against the shtar, the husband, he has a right to taina. The husband has this right. Why? Why do you say that a husband has a right to taina? So pashit, you would say, why does the husband have a right to taina? He's the badaver. You come to me, I owe you money. I have a right to say something, whatever I want. You want to be mitzvahmas for me. So the Baldava has a right here. You want to take away money from me? I could answer your taina. You taina, you have a rayos, I taina. I gave it to you as a pekadin, or it was a shtar mezuyif, or whatever I want to taina. And then the burden of proof will be on you. The loiva is believed to say mezuyif. What? He's also one person, right? The Baldavar, the life is believed to say the shtar is mezuyif. If you say you bought my house and you have a shtar, I could say it's mezuyif, and you have to be mekayim the shtar, even though I'm just one person. But the Baldavar certainly has a kayaf. You want to be mighty for me? Certainly, I have a right. So pashit, I would learn. What right does a husband have to taina get his mezuyif? Pashit. You want to say my wife is not my wife anymore? You want to be mighty my wife from me? So I'm a baldover, and I have a right to say that it's mezuyif, and maybe you have to prove it. That's the way I would learn pashut. The Briskerov says it's not it. The Briskerov says that you don't own your wife. He brings the run, which I pointed out to you in the Dafei Haran, I think it was on the second down Dafei Zaman Aleph. The Ran said, "Ein ishtai is not mamayne shabal. A woman is not the husband's money, not the husband's possession." And what? If you wanted the entire Nexuma, we could tie it to Mizuyif. But on the get itself, the husband is believed. It's a Gemara. So if the Briskerov, it can't be Al Baldava, because you're not mighty from him. He's Nagar to the Indian. But it's not as if you're mighty from him, so he says, no, I'm mighty from of Araya, so I want you to prove that it's not Mizuyif. He owns the Ishus. This is the question that was asked on the Ram when we learned the Ram. That the Ram wants to say you don't own it. You're not a Mosaic, so Bechlav, if he owns the Ishus, so somebody asked this when we learned the Ram. I didn't know what Teretz then either. Why, again, the aside was that you don't own a woman. And mainly, you're not called a mighty mechaveiro when you take away a woman. So somebody asked that we learned last year in Davni Malur, in the Kedushin, when we learned Kedushin, that the Baal is considered the owner of the kayach ishus of a woman. There is something he owns. That was Davni Malur, the aside. So that's true. So then you had a taina on the round that you're being mighty. So kaiches, you're being mighty for me. That was a taina, which I'm not sure yet how to answer it. But our component doesn't take away from the round. The round says a woman is not mamayne shabal, so kibriskirav, he's not a baldava, that's not the reason for this. It affects him, but it's not a mighty mechavei al avarayim. There's no din of a mighty mechavei al avarayim. What? I hear you can talk argue the point. It seems the Briskerov understands that the word Baldavar means that you're a mighty. Being mighty from me. It affects you, that doesn't give you a nemanus. I'm being mighty from you, that's the kayach of a Baldavar. It seems that that's what the Briskerov is explaining, understanding about. The Mela, the Briskerov comes along with a new site. And he says that besides the concept of Baal Dovar, who has Nemanis, is a concept of Baal Hashtar. the Baal Ashtar, he also has a nemas. The person is Baal Ashtar. Baal Ashtar means he's the, not to define it exactly, he doesn't define it. It seems to be the one who had the Shtar written. The one who ordered the Shtar written, he's the Baal Ashtar, and he could, he has a right, he's Kishnayim, Einer Epochs Mishnayim, but just like the Baldova, there's a concept of Baal Ashtar, and the Baal Ashtar also has Nemanis on Ashtar.
He's going to be invited.
So he has Nemanis. He says he didn't write it. He's believed. You mean if he says he didn't write it, he's saying he's not the Baal Ashtar, so why be up? But you're saying he did write it, and he's just saying he's the Baal Ashtar. No? So the question was, what kind of Baal Ashtar is he if he himself says he didn't write the Ashtar? But how gufa? You want to say that this is a good get because you want to assume that he's the Baal Ashtar. If you're assuming he's the Baal Ashtar, so you don't say it's Mezuyah. You could say it's Mezuyah. Someone manashach. If I'm not the Baal Ashtar, so it's not a get. If I wrote the Ashtar, so then... It's not a Baldovar. Because Baldovar is pshat that you might see from someone he's believed. But Baal Ashtar is a bigger kind. What? What about it? It'd be the same thing. The husband will be believed to say this Mezuyah. Oh, yeah, he has a shaykhist, yeah, that's for sure. The question is, on the nemanis haget, why is the husband kishayim? You're trying to say he's a baldover? He's a baldover from before. Again, you're right. Baldover, in the sense that he's a negavidover, about that he is. He's saying he's not married to his wife anymore, about that. But the Brisker Rabba is teaching baldover, someone you might see from. If you want to take from me, I can be married even if I'm pachas mishnah. He says, a woman, you're not being mighty from the husband. Where does he get this concept that Baal Ashtar has a special nemanis? So it's really an extension of the concept of Kayach Ashtar. There's the concept of Kayach Ashtar, and then there's the concept of the Baal Ashtar having such a Kayach over the Shtar. So the Brisker Rav brings a Makar. From a sugi in Bava Metzia, the Brisker Rav and the Grizal Rambam, the first Grizal Rambam in Hilchos Gittin, Hilchos Gerushin. And it's an easy Brisker Rav to read inside. It flows very nicely, it's very clear. So he brings a. From the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Gemara says, Maida Bishtar Shekosvai, Ein Tzarech L'Kayma. If you say, I owe you money, so Maida Bishtar Shekosvai, Ain't Sarah Lakaimai. The Gaiva Mimishubad. Right, there's a Mandyama who argues. But Maisa, the Gemara says, Maida Bishtar Shakosva Ain't Sarah Lakaimai. If you have a shtar that I owe you money, and I'm Maida, it's a true shtar, so there's no problem, it's a good shtar. You could go Manai from Mishubad. So, Frek, the Brisker Rav, how can I go Manai from Mishubad? Because I said it's a good shtar, I'm the borrower. I said it's a good shtar. Because I said so, that's why you come on. He doesn't phrase it this way, but I would phrase it that there's no haidah b'makir shachav l'achrini. Am I being maida? Causing a chayv to someone else. So my haidah, what does my haidah do? I'm being maida. It's a good shtar, so therefore you're tayveh from him. What does my haidah do? Let the Brisker Rav know. That's because he's the Baal Ashtar. And calls a man, the Baal Ashtar, is masking, it's a shtar. It works with this Torah, or the Rambam holds the Rabbanon, this Kayach called shtar. And as long as the Baal Ashtar is not a factor on the shtar, an Irapach is Mishnayim. You can't start off with shtarais. Shtarais have a presumption of credibility. There's an assumption that a shtar is kosher. And you come on even from Mishubadim. This is the Brisker Rav's Raya. And with this yisayid, he explains a Rambam. Chiddush Rambam. The Rambam says in our Mishnah, in our din, that if a shliach brings a get from Chutz La'aretz, and gives it to the woman. And she marries, and she has children. And then the husband comes and he's ma'arim, and he says the shtar is mezuyif, the get is mezuyif. V'loy matzu l'kaimai, and they couldn't prove it one way or the other. They couldn't prove that the shtar is kosher. So you have a woman. A shliach came from Chutz Laaretz. He gave her a get. And there was no kiyum. And now the Baal is ma'ar. The Baal says, there was no b'fanei nechta, nothing. A regular din. So Kohen came from Chutz Laaretz, gave a woman a get. And the Baal says it's mezuyah. But not only Chutz Laaretz, even Eretz Yisrael. A man brings a shtar in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to say b'fanei nechta. A shliach brings a shtar and he gives it to this woman. And she remarries, and she has children. And the husband comes, and he says it's mezuyah. So the Rambam, the children are considered mamzerim. They're considered not sotik. The Lashon of Rambam is that they're vadai mamzerim. Teitzei vavlad mamzer. Then the Rambam, at the end of the same halacha, says, and if something else happened, the vlad is a sotik. So the stretch is clear when he says vlad mamzer, that it means vadai. Zok the Brisker Rav, shot in the Rambam, Avadai Mamzer, what do you have? You have one man being Ma'ar. You have the Baal saying it's Mezuyah. You have one Eid saying Mezuyah. If you make the children Mamzerim, at least let it be a Safed. Zok the Brisker Rav, the Rambam is teaching us this Yisai, that the Baal Hashtar can destroy the credibility of the Shtar, but Teres Vadai Mamish. The Baal Hashtar, it's considered Vadois, that the Shtar is Oishtar. As long as the Baal Ashtar says Mezuyah, of course, if you're Mekayim it, you have two Eidim and I'm Mekayim it, of course it's good. But otherwise, the Baal Ashtar has a Nemos. So, what? That's why this is all Hagdama to that Rashi. Okay, because it's all Hagdama to that Rashi, which is going to be interesting. Good. It's all working on the assumption he's not a Baldova. If he'd be Baldova, so you can say the same thing, that Baldova has the Nemanis Kishtari. It's true. But he's assuming that he doesn't have a Shem Baldova. You have to accept that assumption. But then you can work with the concept of Baal Ashtar. Could the... Mighty Mammon, you mean? Yeah, calls a man, no one's ma'arer, we assume the get is a good get. Any shtar that comes and no one says anything. Oh, you mean as far as being mighty mammon? She's mighty mammon from him. So how's she mighty mammon from him? Yozer k'suba. So therefore what? So therefore, he's a baldavar, the get says he owes her money. The get says that he owes her k'suba. So I mean, the get doesn't say what the k'suba says. It's not really true. They're arguing that it's not the guf haget. It's only result. Once it's a get, the male is a chiyuv k'suba. We know it's going to follow. So you should believe this about davar, because if it's a get, you know I'm going to have to pay k'suba.
The
question is how to look at it. Do we look at the ksuba as being a side result? To find another similar case. No, I have a right to that. You're saying it's not right because by Lakuchis, the Biskarov's Raya. If you bring me a shtar, I'm the Baal Ashtar. So I can tie him. Now you're taking from Lakuchis.
As long as it was get, because the Baal, she didn't get it by Nisa also.
But only if he dies, he may outlive her. He may outlive her, and then he won't have to pay. The question is, L'chaira, we have to think about it. L'chaira, the brisker rav is assuming, like that's saying, that it's separate. It's a kasha. Right now, the only mahalach out that the brisker rav must have understood is the ksuv is a secondary step, and the melech doesn't link in the gufa in the gufa time. You have to have a raya that itself. I have a raya. But she can give up the ksuv. She can say, "I'll give up the ksuv." No, she's not holding it.
No, I mean,
you
said there's money involved. She has an option.
So you're saying he's only believed the same as Zuyev because he's a Baal Dabar. So what he's saying is, so she brings a shtar, the husband says Mezuyev, so she'll say, okay, listen, I'm Michael Ksuba, and now, but it's not true, she can't say, she does say it, she can't, she has children that can be Mamzer. So Mestam, she's Michael, the 200 Zuyev, the kids shouldn't be Mamzer. So, but it won't help her. Certainly possible, and it happens, that she's stupid, but I don't think
it's...
I hear. Okay. Put aside, I hear the time. What? The second step?
Right.
You have to find. Okay. So it's the second step. Find it and okay, and anyway, this is the brisker rav. It's all in one paragraph, very clear. It's Gerishin. In the Shurei Reb Shmuel, in the Chidushei Reb Shmuel, Shmuel Rozovsky brings a few rayas to this. One of them is, I think, very, very clear hechatimtza of a raya. Reb Shmuel, the Chidushei, the Shurei Reb Shmuel. Simin Hay, I think it was Aizdalid. He brings a nice raya. He brings a few, but one sticks out in your mind. The case is the Malva tells the Loiva, you owe me money. I have a shtar that you owe me money. So the Loiva pulls out a shaver. Pulls out a receipt. He says, I paid you. And here's the receipt, and the Aradim signed the receipt. I paid you already. So he pulls out a shayv. So the Malva time is, that receipt is mezuyah. On who should the burden of proof be? The chapter case. It's a twisted case, because there are two stars here. The Teveya has a star. I say, you owe me money. I'm the Malva. You owe me money. So normally, I'm a mitzvah chavei of a raya, so I have to prove the shtar. That's pasht. Right, if I say you owe me money, you say mezuyah, so I have to prove the shtar. That's easy. That's not what happened. The shtar is a good shtar. I bring the shtar, you owe me money, it's a mekuyim dikah shtar, it's a good shtar. You, the loiva, pulls out a shayver, and you say, here, I paid you already. So I kinda, on your shayver, it's mezuyah. So why would you kinda to me? You would say, everybody would say, was good. They're fighting over the shayver. But who should have to prove his taina? One says the star is false, one says the star is real. One says the star is false, one says it. Who, and who is the burden of proof?
Huh?
What do you say? You don't have to change your mind, just say that. You said alive. One side is, Bashkafari shayver. The Malv is the Maitzi. So if you take out a receipt and I say it's Mesayif, I'm like, I'm a Raya, I should have to look up the Eidim and to say it.
Why is the star still here?
What? That's what a Shaiver is. A Shaiver is Kais for Shaiver. That means if I say you borrowed money, you might be borrowed money, you say, where's the star? I say, I can't find it. So the halachi is that you pay me and I write a Shaiver. It's a Machlaikis Amirayim, if I could force you to do it, because you could say, I don't want to have to wash my Shaiver. But certainly it's a normal way of doing it. I write you a shaver and finish. I write you a receipt. Right? It happens all the time. You go to the cleaners, you don't have your ticket, right? So you sign a receipt that you got the clothing.
And finish.
No, he brings the shtar. The Malva brings the shtar. He takes out, the Leiva takes out a shaver. The Leiva says, I paid you. Here's my proof. The Malva says, it's Mezuyah. So, Bashkofer is shaver. I would say, you have a shaver, I have to prove it's false. Very hard to prove that something is false. Yet the halacha is fakert, that the loiva has to be mekayim the shaver. That the burden is on the loiva to prove the shaver. I can be mighty mamin as long as it's not there. Why? Zakt of Shmuel, because there's a concept of Baal Hashtar. Who wrote the shaver? The malva wrote the shaver and he gave it to the loiva in exchange for money. The malva is the one that it's claimed originally wrote the receipt. And when he received the money, he gave it to the loiva. He's the Baal Hashtar. A Baal Hashtar is the exception to the assumption that Shtoros, this Chiddush, Koyach Hashtar, the Baal Hashtar has a right to take away Koyach Hashtar, to say it's Mizayim. And then you have to prove it. He's a Baldover, but he's not, he's a mighty. The opposite. As Baldover, when Baldover is, you can't be mighty for me, I can say whatever I want. But here I want to be mighty to you. I want to be mighty from you. You say she believes out Baldover, you don't need a Din Baal Hashtar. And what Shmuel is saying is that the Kayach of a Baldover is when you're being mighty from a Baldover. You're not being mighty from him, he's the one collecting. So what does it mean I'm a Baldover? I should be believed. If you're a mighty, you're not believed. If someone's mighty from you, you're believed as Baldover. You ought to come be mighty from someone. It shouldn't be that way. Unless what you mean is that once he has a star, he's like a Bozik. He has a star in his hand. That's true. He has the original star. So you're saying a Chiddush. It could be a Chiddush to answer the same din. But what Shmuel is saying is that it goes through with this Yisai. If there's the Yisai of Baal Hashtar, you don't have to come out to any Chiddush. The Baal Hashtar of a Shaver, the Malva writes the Shaver and he gives it in exchange for the money. He's the Baal Hashtar. He created the Shtar. He has the right to tie him as a Yafan Hashtar.
What's the value of the Shaver?
What?
What's the value of the Shaver?
Hopefully be Mekayim, like every star. What's the value of any star? I lend you money, I give you a star, you can tie to Mezuyah. That's right. It's like any star. A shaver is like any star. If you don't tie to Mezuyah, you ought to be Mekayim. If you won't tie to Mezuyah, you trust him, then you can run on. Yes. I'm being mighty with a tainus Mezuyah on the star. My tainus Mezuyah is what gives me the right to run on for you. How can the Tais Mizuyev give me a right to
come? I'm not.
That's very good. That the shaver would override the shtar of his truth. How do you know it's not a good shaver? He says it's not a good shaver. Maybe it's a good shaver. That's true. You know what it reminds me? Last year we had a sichsuch. Was it last year? I don't remember. But maybe some of you will remember. We had an argument. Let's say I lend you money. Everyone's maida. I lend you money. You owe me money. One day you come over to me and you give me a stack of bills and you pay me. I go home and one of the bills turns out is counterfeit. So I come back, I say it's counterfeit. So we had this argument last year and I think we found a flex in the Paiskin. Am I a mitzi? Who's the mitzi? Who's the musik? I come and I say the bills you gave me, one of them is counterfeit. So push it on the mighty. I'm telling you, give me more money. On the other hand, you katayna. What do you mean? I lent you money, and I'm saying you never paid me back. Right? Then we had such a machlokes in the mafarshes shulchan aruch, a sman, a shach, or something. It was a shach and someone else. They argued about this. You follow? I lend you money, and you give me bills. And I come back, I say one is counterfeit. You say, how do I know that that's the counterfeit one I gave you? So who's the mighty? A couple of key days had a look at it. This Peshav is saying you never paid me. Ishtar Mezuyev is really the same thing. Wasn't he giving me a bill that's Mezuyev? If you need back Ishtar that's a Shaver that's Mezuyev, it's really very similar. So we could have the same argument. Now, who's the Maitzi? What? Maybe, because that's what David is timing. That I have Ishtar, you owe me money. You're coming with a Shaver. You're really a Maitzi. In which case? So the Pashas way to look is who has the money. The wife has the money, he's the mosik. And that's the way Shmuel looks at it. Shmuel says the wife has the money, and if you're Tayyip Mizuyev, why you believe? Because of this Briska Rav, because there's a concept of Baal Ashtar. Remember, Briska says not me, it's a Rambam. Rambam says the concept of Baal Ashtar. Baal Ashtar has such an amount. That's really the way you're tying. That's probably the way that the argument came out in the case of the counterfeit book. Oh, but okay, it just, that sounds like exactly the same. The same. Because everyone, there's no argument. There's no suffix. Everyone agrees. Oh, you mean just? I mean, it's a right. Didn't pay back. Yeah, but if the shiva would be good. If the shiva would be true, then it would be a problem. It's still only a taina if the shiva is false. The shiva is good, so I can prove I'm from the middle. So it's okay. Adkan is the Briska Rav's side. Let's learn all the stuff that's given. And we'll see how the Briska Rav uses this to answer the Yeshua's Ashkasha here on the side. Affect the Gemara. Hi, kulahu, chumrahu. So as we start, I just have to tell you the lashon. Hi, kulahu. You're being makel for an agul for an iguna. Chumrahu. The word chumra sounds like you're making it worse for her. The mitzrach is like tray. If you would require two, it would be better. So this lashon chumrahu. I don't know. Maybe someone saw a pshat. You're not making it worse for her. You're just failing to make it better. Like, are you really making it worse for her? Hey, kulu, chumrahu, you're making it more chumrah for her. You're making it harder. You're not really making it harder for her. You're just failing to make it even better. It's the lashon, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
If I still am making it worse for her. Maybe. I don't know, I was just thinking, if I have to say a pshat, I would say that like it gives her full security. Like, normally a man comes with a get, right, if she knows her husband's going to be a garisha, so maybe she'll be simachanet, but if there's any pikpukim and she doesn't trust her husband, she'll try to take care of herself to make sure she doesn't have problems later. But here, like, you're saying say before I dechta, but that's good enough. And she thinks that she's secure, that she has a good get, and now later it's going to cost Cyrus. So that, maybe that's what the chumra, like you're making it bad for her because of this tekuda that she's going to be lulled into a sense of security, which is not true. Maybe that's taich, chumra. But anyway, the Gemara's kash is a pashta kash. The mitzrach is leitrei lo yosi baal ma'aru pasalim. If you're going to bring two eggs, that it's mekayim d'shtar, so the husband can't do anything. Chad, now you believe this one egg to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Osi baal ma'arer, upasaleh. He's going to make problems. So this is the Gemara's kasha, that the husband is going to make problems. So this itself is not problem. The Gemara is very clear, it's a good kasha. Kasha is, you're not helping her totally, you're not really helping her enough. Because the husband will say, Mizuyif, and you'll only have an Eidach. The problem here is the way Rashi teaches the Gemara. The Rashi, the second line on the page, the Mishrachis Trey, Lameimar Lashma, Sulemoti Ba'amar. If you have two Eidach, we'll say Lashma, about Na'amar. Hashta, Osiu Ma'arer. Now the husband will be Ma'arer. There'll be one against one. What's the one against one? The Eirecha, the Shliach, says it was written Lishma. Remember, we're not talking about Mizuyah here, we're talking about going around. The Eirecha says it was written Lishma. The husband comes into Bez and he says it wasn't written Lishma. So it's one against one. So they cancel each other out and you're left without Befarai Nechtav. That's the problem. As I teached Rashi. Fact of the Yeshua, the husband is one. Husband is chad. The Gemara says, "Adaftes, Ein Irur Pachis Mishnayim. That you can't be Ma'ar against the Shtar if you have no two Eidim. And the husband could be Ma'ar. If the husband comes, he's like two. The husband is like two witnesses, like two Tayanim, who Taina that the Shtar is Mizuyah. If a husband has a Din Ketrei, he doesn't have a Din of Chad. Chad can't be Ma'ar anyway. Ein Irur Pachis Mishnayim. You want a Taina against the Shtar, you need two. The husband as a Neman is like two. So Rashi, the Gemara is good. The Gemara says the husband will be believed. It's true. The husband is like two. And you have just one Mekayim Ashtar. So that's not good. The husband is assumed to be telling the truth. That is Mezuyah. I'm telling you Mekayim. What is Rashi saying? It's not Chad. The Baal is not Chad. So Rashi should say that there's a Baal. And the Baal is Neman, the same as Zayif. No, if you have two Eidim, the Baal is not Neman against two Eidim. I don't see that in Rashi. Rashi just says that if the Baal says Mezuyah, it's one against one. Which means everything is just equal, not equal. The Baal, Utain is Mezuyah, Ukichad la'adichad means they cancel each other out.
The point is that Asi Baal. Baal's
going to
come, then we're
going to
put one against the other.
Well, why say Yuchichad Laidichad? Say the Baal will come, and you need a Kiyam of two. And Mizuyah, if you need a Kiyam.
Let's put one against the other.
What? Uki Baal, even the whole Baal Hadichad, the Chad is nothing when there's a Baal. When there's a Baal, he has a din of a Irogamor, and it's a problem. It's taka true as long as it's a Baal Ashtar. The kash would be true if you learn Baal Dover or Baal Ashtar. Either way, the Gemara certainly says that the husband's believed. Now, of course, the Brisker Rav is going to use this to try to answer. But in the Rashi itself, in the Pashto Pshat and Rashi, this is the kash of the Yeshua, that what's chad v'gav echad, that's not the right language. The Pshat and the Gemara is good, but it's not the right language. The language is wrong. A husband is not a chad. A husband has a neman, it's not a shtar. So the language is inaccurate, but it is accurate if someone else comes. But still, why say so? It doesn't have to be Chad. The husband is stronger than Chad. Why isn't there a difference? I'll tell you, it's a tremendous difference. Let's say the Rabbanu would have never made a takana b'fani nachtav. Never made such a takana. We're not Torah. Eidach comes and says, I'm a kind of shtar. The husband says it's Mezuyah. You say, okay, Chad v'gabei Chad, so they cancel each other out. Now it's a good get. Is that true? If the husband says Mezuyah and one eight says it's good. According to you, the two should cancel each other out. It should be like the husband never came, like the Eidach never came, and it should be a good shtar. Is that honest? I don't have to say two against one, I have to say one against one. All I have to say is the Baal is Neman to be Ma'ar on a Shtar. That's all. The Baal is Neman. Don't tell me the Baal is equal to the A. Chad v'gabei Chad, they're equal. They're not equal. The Baal has a right to say such a taina. What? Every Mezuyah is against Reb. So why is it different than every Mezuyah? Or Shtar is not Mezuyah. Anyway, even if you're right, the Baal still is Neman. With everything you're saying, the Gemara still says the Baal has a right to be Ma'ar. You're just making the Baal stronger. Even against Reif, he still has a right. Even calls that, he still has a right. The Baal has a right to time. What's the din? Because let's say you're gonna have a case. A cotton says something. You have to decide something. So a cotton tells you a fact, and a gadol tells you a fact. So say, okay, I'm going to listen to the cotton because the gadol cancels them out. You're right. You're not supposed to the cotton because the gadol cancels them out. But it's not the way that the language is wrong. It's because the gadol is believed against the cotton. A baal against an eid echad, the baal is believed. Don't tell me a language that cancels each other out. That's incorrect language. The baal is it has an emunah.
Every year, that's the bottom line.
You can't. That's the bottom line. the language of Uchi Chalek Abechad implies they're equal, and that's not why you need Tiyug. You don't need Kiyug because they're equal. Even if being Eretz Yisrael, when it's not the Fadai Nechdav, if you have a Echad doing Kiyug and a husband being Ma'ar, you don't say cancel out, and now it's Eretz Yisrael, it's a good star. We don't say that. We say the Baal is Ketayim is in it. Zak the Brisker Rav. Say Yeshua's Kasha is a good Kasha. If you learn that a husband is a Baldover, if you learn he's a Baldover, he can say whatever title he wants, you're being mighty from it, then the Kasha on Rashi would be a good Kasha. However, Lefi my Yisayit, what's my Yisayit? My Yisayit is that the reason the Baal is believed is because he's a Baal Ashtar. His Neman is Kabs, Makayach, being a Baal Ashtar. What kayach does a Baal Ashtar have? A Baal Ashtar is stronger than the Shtar. He can fight against the Shtar. Zok the Brisker Rav, that's only true on the Taina Mezuyif. If your Taina the Shtar is Mezuyif, Sarn the Dine Shtar, or I shouldn't say Dine Shtar, Sarn the Metzias of the Shtar, that's forged, to Taina Mezuyif, that's the Gemara on Daf Tes, and that's all the cases we had, the case of the Shaver, the case in the Rambam with the children of Amam Zerim, the case in Vava Mitzio with being Tevach and Lakuchis, it's all talking with a kind of Mezuyah. The Baal, if he says Mezuyah, he's never to passel it, and if he says it's a good star, he's never to be Masha. The Kayach of the Baal Ashtar is all to tiny the Mezuyah, or it's Kasher. Our Sugya is not talking about that. Not talking about Mezuyah. Our sugi is talking about which type of taina, a taina of lishma. The husband says it's not lishma. Lishma, to get, there has to be written lishma. But it's dine gittin, it's not dine shtaris. It's a halacha, dine gittin, that again has to be written lishma. It's not halacha dine shtar, it's not the definition of a shtar. Memela, Zok the Brisker Rav. This concept of a Baal Ashtar being Neman holds true only when the husband is tining the Zuyif, or he's tining the Shtar was given B'tanai. It'll be the same thing. He's saying the Shtar was not a full-fledged Shtar, it was given B'tanai. Anything that's a Din in Hilchus Shtaris, that is belief. But when he says it wasn't written with Shema, he's tining a Taina, which is a Din, the Brisker Rav calls it Hilchus Gidin, and not Hilchus Shtaris. There, he's just chad v'gabi chad. He's just one against them. And there, that's what Rashi is telling us, that it's chad v'gabi chad. Rashi doesn't say it by Rava, the next Gemara, right? The Gemara is a similar lashon. Rashi doesn't say it chad v'gabi chad. So, this is the kavana of Rashi, chad v'gabi chad, sit the taina that it's written Shalai l'shma, that's not in Shtaris, that he calls it in a Git. And the Mela doesn't have this din of Baal Ashtar. This is the Brisker Rav.
Should we say that all the chashas that the
husband of the find the get and use that?
Then
right.
The Baal was never
so
you would become intact.
So the Baal is tiny, that what? That it was.
Even if you found the get, right? And you say one reason to fall, I think that's right now.
But if you still work with Rashi still. What you're saying, but you're missing the point of what you're saying. What? Sarn Shal Shema. If you find it in the garbage, it's Sarn Shal Shema. It's not Sarn Shtar, it's a Shtar.
But,
what?
It's really only a time that you get inside.
Therefore, what should be? The whole point is a rabbi, definitely. Yeah, 100%. Look, before we point out what's to be mefalpel, the Brisker Rav say that this concept of Alashtar is his side. His chilek that he makes between Titus Mezuyev and Titus Shalai Lishma is a chilek, which really the Pnei Yeshua says. The Brisker Rav is really just explaining the Pnei Yeshua's teretz. The Pnei Yeshua himself says the words, the kitzur, kedarkai. Pnei Yeshua says that the test where a husband's like two is talking when a taina of Zuyev, and of Gimel, where Rashi says Ukichav Gabichad, is talking taina Shalai Lishma, and it's different. Why is it different? Is Mazda the Brisker Rav? Because the Chsar of Shalai Lishma is not a psul in a get. It's not a psul in a shtar. If you wanted to use this shtar as a shtar raya, it would still be a good shtar raya. It's just not a get, because Gittin need lishma. Gittin have to have a lishma. So Mimela, Rashi is correct when he says that it's chav gabi chad. This is the insight of the Brisker Rav. The chiddush among all the other chiddushim which we learned today in the Brisker Rav is this line: lishma is not a chesaron in shtar; it's a chesaron in get. That line is something. It's very hard to know exactly why it should be that way. The Torah said a get has to be written lishma. Is that a din in the dina shtar of the get, or is that a din in the dina get of the get? It seems like a play on words. I mean, I could tell you lishma is also a din in the shtar. The shtar has to be a shtar, it's a lishma, or else it's not a shtar.
Huh?
It says that. It says that it's still used as a shtar right. Maybe the shtar would still be good in dinei mamim. It would be very queer to have a type of shtar. We assume she's not divorced, the gavi dinei erva, and we'll still let monayin if she combined the ksuba. I don't think we could do such a thing. It has to be a result later. You could use it as a shtar raya if you're going to give a get, and you want to have the shtar as a shtar raya that you gave a get. That's what he says you could do. I don't know if for collecting or for the fact she's divorced. That's true. So that's a raya. It's not a dinei shtaris. That happens. You don't find it anywhere else. Only by getting the kedusha. So that's probably what it means. What are we talking about by shtar? Something that's universal in shtaris. That's dinei shtar. If we find by get that the shtar has to be written lishma, talk of the shtar has to be written lishma. But it's still that comes mikayach get. Now mikayach shtar is. So that's what he said. So that makes this a different kind of shtar? Alright, the question is, the Brisker Rav Klar is saying that it's not Hilchos Shtaris. We want to come along and try to say that it is Hilchos Shtaris. I think we would have to have some sort of raya. Alright, if we'll have a raya, we want to have a raya. There's a Rabbi Chanan in Kiddushin, which seems to say Fakaret. Maybe we'll see. Time is short, but the Rabbi Chanan in the beginning of Kiddushin says that we're makish kesef Kiddushin to Gittin only for things that are not Hilchos Shtaris. Things that Hilchos Gittin, we're makish Gittin to Kiddushin, even the kesef. Things that are Hilchos Shtaris, we're not makish. He says, therefore, kesef Kiddushin, the money doesn't have to be made lishma. Why does the money have to be made lishma? He says, because the shtar gittin, the shtar kedushin, is the shtar that has to be written lishma. So meila, I'm not makish it, that's why kesef kedushin doesn't need lishma. It's Rabbi Chanan, the first Rabbi Chanan in kedushin. So, maybe it's the second Rabbi Chanan. So Rabbi Chanan seems to know lishma is a din and dine shtaris. That Rabbi Chanan. Alright, but the Brisker Rav is never gone not that way. And with that, he's at least explaining the Rashi. Okay, tomorrow we're going to go back to the Gemara, and we'll work yet on the concept of Kach HaShtaris as similar to that.